First, though, in the United States, the Obama administration has been outlining its military strategies, describing the war in Afghanistan as America's greatest military challenge. The sober assessment comes from the U.S. Defense Secretary Robert Gates, who's predicting that the fight in Afghanistan will be both long and difficult. And America's top military commander says it will be up to President Barack Obama to decide whether to ask Australia to send more troops. Washington correspondent Kim Landers reports.
As the US prepares for a troop build-up in Afghanistan, the Defence Secretary Robert Gates says it'll take a long and difficult fight to defeat the Taliban.
There is little doubt that our greatest military challenge right now is Afghanistan. As in Iraq, there is no purely military solution in Afghanistan. But it is also clear that we have not had enough troops to provide a baseline level of security in some of the most dangerous areas. A vacuum that has increasingly been filled by the Taliban.
The US has about 34,000 troops in Afghanistan, and the new president, Barack Obama, is planning to almost double that. Australia has a little over 1,000 troops there. Robert Gates says the US military is reviewing all its options in Afghanistan.
As in Iraq, there is no purely military solution in Afghanistan.
America's top military commander is also painting a bleak picture of Afghanistan.
The situation there grows increasingly perilous every day. Suicide and IED attacks are up. The Taliban grows bolder in planting fear and intimidating the Afghan people. And the flow of militants across the border with Pakistan continues.
Admiral Mike Mullen is the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. And at a rare briefing for the foreign media in Washington, AM is queried whether he'll ask Australia to send more troops to Afghanistan.
I mean, I'm not the one to ask. It really is for the president to do that. There is, I believe, a lot of goodwill that he has and opportunity associated with that. But it really is up for him and his team to figure out who they want to ask for what.
The Australian government has indicated that it may now be prepared to send more troops to Afghanistan if there is a tactical or a strategic justification. Would you welcome that, and can you give them the tactical or strategic justification for doing so?
The Australian government has been very supportive of what we are striving to achieve in Afghanistan, and have been supportive not just in terms of what has happened, but the commitment to the future. And the Australian troops who have been there have been exceptional, and we need the assistance across a broad group of requirements, not just military, to assist in moving us forward there.
But both he and the U.S. Defense Secretary Robert Gates agree that the key to winning the war will be putting what they call an Afghan face on military operations, to send the signal that the Afghans and not the U.S. and its allies control the country's fate. This is Kim Landers in Washington for AM.